to see some tits. Can't judge me, there's breast in there. It's just what men do. If a guy runs up to you on the street, it's like, hey, hey, don't go in that building. There are naked girls showing their breast. Be like a white dude in a horror movie. I better investigate. I'm gonna wanna see for myself. Titty bar's a weird place. I'm not saying it's a good place to hang out. I go there every once and then. But it's a weird place. They got weird morality. One time I walked in titty bars, all these guys coming in, right? Out of all these dudes, the bouncer picked me out at the crowd, started yelling at me. Hey, 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 buddy, sir, sir, do you want to take your hat off? Huh? It's disrespectful to the ladies. Yeah, I can shove a 20 up her ass, but I better not have a hat on when I do it. Oh, sorry about that, buddy. Here you go, Bubbles. Forgive me for the hat thing. You know why those bars are so popular now? It's because men don't know how to deal with women in reality. So sometimes we gotta take the fantasy road. The reality of the situation is very grim. Women have made a lot of progress in a short period of time, man. It's changed everything. Can't deal in relationships anymore. I broke up with my girl. I'm out of Shawshank. I'm free. I don't want to go back. Couldn't even argue with her. You should be able to argue. If you have an issue in a relationship, you should be able to argue that issue out, right? But see, ladies, you got to stick to the fucking issue. You guys take arguments everywhere just to win them. That's why nothing ever gets done. You be arguing about the dishes. Baby, baby, could you wash your dish at least before you put it in the sink? Premature ejaculator? Damn it. You know, why you gotta bring that up? I don't even believe in that. I don't. If I come, man, it was right on time. That's the way I see it. As far as I'm concerned, I can't come fast enough. You know, I'm sick of being vilified all the time. David, how could you? How could you come? I was fucking. What were you trying to do, huh? Come. Well, I beat you. You gotta work on your time, baby. I'm down to a minute 20. Get mad at me because I have different goals and sex. I'm a speed fucker. Just trying to hit my best time. It's like the Olympics. And now for the dismount. It wasn't all bad. It's never all bad. You won't stay if it's all bad. Well, that's not true, but I wouldn't. Yeah, we had fun. We used to watch porn together. That's how cool she was. You know, it seems nasty, but it was fun. We learned about each other. She learned about me. One time we was watching porn. I'll never forget this time. The first scene in this movie was hardcore. Two guys, one girl going at it. I fast-forwarded right through that. I did. It was too much for my senses. The scene after that was these two girls and this guy. And you know, I stopped for a minute. I had to see what this was all about. And she noticed. She said, "What is that? Now, why does that disgust you? Two men and one woman. The men aren't touching each other, but the women are. The two women, those men touch each other. The two men don't touch each other. Why is that nasty to men? And I'll tell you why. Hey, ladies, you can call me crazy, but I think every straight man has a rule. That would be the one penis per fantasy rule. My dick is the star of my fantasy. Nobody else's dick is guest starring in my shit. This is a Dave Chappelle joint. You gotta look at the whole picture, man. Now, you get two girls and a guy in a room together. That, boy, that's something else. That's fucking holding and hugging. Friendship and helping. Teamwork at its very, very best, my friends. You get two guys and a girl in a room. It's the wrong kind of teamwork. Downright brutal, if you ask me. I'll pull her hair. I'll smack her ass. Psh. The poor woman looked like a chicken on a rotisserie and said, "Help me! What do I got myself into?" My life. It's too much shit out there to stress you out. This whole world is just drug-infested, hate-infested, drug-infested world. Hate drugs. I heard the worst drug story. You know my friend told me? You know what he's dealing with? His landlord is hooked on crack. That's terrible. That's pressure. If your landlord's hooked on crack, that means you've got to have the rent. He come around all the time. "You got the rent. It's not even due yet. It's the 10th. Come on, I need it. Let me just get $20 of it now and then... Give me the rest of the month. Every couple hours. "Hey, look, I'm gonna need some more of the rent. This building's falling apart. Things came up." Comes home early from a party. Landlord's in the crib going through his shit. "What are you doing in my house?" "Ah! Where's the sink? I came to fix it." "It's in the kitchen." "I thought it was in the drawer." "I'll fix it tomorrow when I come for the rent." You know what I hate about drugs? I hate when like people my age and older get hooked on crack. I hate that shit. You're too old to be experimenting with the drugs at a certain point. You should be past that. You ain't doing it by a certain point, you just miss it. Drugs are really for old people anyway. You 75, you've earned the right. Shit, if I was 75, I'd do coke, heroin, everything. I wouldn't give a fuck. I'd be walking down the street, they'd be like, "Boy, that old man is tripping." Can't do everything. Maybe weed. If you're gonna do something, do a little weed. Smoke some weed. Weed's not as bad as everything else. So weed is a background substance. You know what I mean? You can smoke some herb and still function. And you ain't crisp, but you'll function. Nothing higher than weed, though. I made that mistake one time. I was at a party, some guy gave me some shit. He's like, "Here, man, take this. It's fucking mushrooms." I took it, I forgot all about it, you know. Then a couple days later, I found that shit in my pocket. I'm thinking, why not? Because I'm thinking it's like weed, some background shit. I planned my whole day out like it was weed. I'll chew this shit up. Then I'll go to the barbershop, get my hair cut, and then I'll see a movie. I chewed it up. So far, so good. Then I was in a barber shop, like an hour later. And it's funny because I was just thinking to myself, I was like, "Ooh, this stuff sucks. Tastes like athlete's foot. I feel sick, but I'm not really high." Then I looked in the mirror. I saw the barber's reflection, man. It looked like a big penis was cutting my hair. I freaked out. I started talking to myself, "Dave, calm down. You're on drugs. This is what drugs do. Okay, you know that there is no way that a penis can cut hair." But I started freaking out, man. I just couldn't take it anymore. I jumped out the chair, half my hair was cut, I didn't care. I didn't. I just gave a barber a handful of money. It was weird. The balls opened up. Anyway, I ran home, man. I ran home as fast as I could. I was tripping. I looked at the clock. It was 2:42. I was like, damn, 2:42. I gotta sober up. I had never been this high this early. I took a shower. I was still high. Said maybe music will do the trick. I listened to every CD I had. I was still high. Exercise, that's what I'll do. I ran around the block 4 times, still high. Took a nap, woke up, fucked up. I looked at the clock, it was 2:43. I said, God damn. Who wrote this song? You know, that's just my grandmother used to sing that when she cleaning up. That's a Negro spiritual. Black work song. Not everybody know about that. I know. See, white people, you guys might whistle when you work. You dig? But that's how you can tell what kind of work we're actually doing. I study that kind of shit. I do. Anything that has to do with race, I read a little here, see a little there, and I travel. That's always good. Traveling has made me a racism connoisseur, if you will. You know, it's different from region to region. Anyone ever been down south? So you guys know what I'm talking about. Now, the racism down there is just fucking... It's perfect. It's due to a perfection. It's comfortable, it's out in the open. There are no secrets in Mississippi. Everybody knows the deal. Morning, nigger. Morning, sir. Not up here. You hit the big cities, man, it's different. It's always a secret. And we should do like them. We should keep our shit out in the open, then a little. I mean, with limits. You don't want to say whatever comes to your mind. That might be a little much. White dude be walking down the street minding his business, and the brother walk up to him, hello. You white oppressor, you slave master rapist of Africa. Why, hello, my big lip spear chucking friend. Touche, honky. So, Whitey, what did you do today, huh? Oppress a new land and make the people there Christians against their will? What did you do, fella? Burn those big black lips on a crack pipe as you miss your job interview? Easy, Whitey, you're cutting deep. All this chit-chat has got me thirsty. If you will excuse me for a moment, I'm going to go to the Korean store and get something to drink. Ching-a-ling. Hello. You slanted-eyed, ruined the economy in our neighborhood by opening stores and taking the money out the community. Chink. Wow. Good afternoon, you browse around but never buy anything. Suspicious-looking nigga. After a while, that might be too much. But you can't help it. If you're an American, you're a racist. We brought up from the beginning to think in generalizations. We never look at the individual. We rarely look at the individual. I'm a racist. I know I'm a racist. You know how I know? The other day, I caught myself being racist against myself. There's so much shit getting on, I got mixed up. Forgot whose team I was on and shit. One time I was reading the paper, man, this story came on about the this guy was suing a department store because they wouldn't let him play Santa Claus, you know, because he's black. And I was actually, like, relieved when the department store beat him. That's bad. But I wasn't ready for that. I wasn't ready for the idea of a black Santa Claus, man. That shit would suck. So we wouldn't get our presents till the 28th, 29th. Caught up with some pussy in Vegas. I had to sell some toys to get back, shit. Where them cookies at? Y'all a great crowd, man. You are. I'm glad y'all came out, man. I'm nervous. I am. Not about the special, I hope this shit don't make me famous. You dig? I don't want to be famous. I want people to like me for who I am. Like, famous dude don't never know why people like them. That's why, like, if I ever make it, I'm gonna have to, like, test people. Like, if I meet girls, I wear disguises when they first meet me. So they don't know who I am. And then, like, on the first date, I'll call myself, I'll pick you up right from work. And then I'll pick her up in a fucking garbage truck. Just to see how she reacts. And she's like, wait a minute. Oh, do I look like garbage to you? I don't see no goddamn trash need to be picked up here. Get that goddamn truck off my block. Who do you think you are? That's when I take my mask off. David Chappelle. That's right, bitch. Thank you. Thank you very much.
I've had the worst heckle ever. You know what the worst heckle ever was? A seizure. Boy, what the fuck can you say if somebody has a seizure in the middle of your show in Washington Square Park?
Were you strobing?
I didn't know what to do. I thought she was, like, messing with me because she, like, walked out in a circle and then she just started, like, shaking. So I'm like, what are you doing? I didn't look like she was dancing or something. Then she fell in and was screaming. She was having a seizure.
It was almost like she used her seizure as a heckle.
Yeah, that's what it felt like. And then someone screamed out, get a spoon! And, like, eight people had fucking spoons in the middle of the park. Like, who walks around with a spoon on?
Well, the heroin cooking that stuff up, you know.
Them apples.
Oh, that's a spoon you want in your mouth. Yeah. I'd rather swallow my tongue than have a heroin spoon in my mouth.